This is the Hot FM Breakfast Show.
Last night, Treasurer Joe Hockey made the announcement as to where our tax dollars are going. And usually you fall asleep and go, boring, don't want to hear it. But it's kind of important. And we want to know where our money is going locally. So we have got representation from all the different councils around our Central Queensland region on hold right now to have a chat with us and tell us what it actually means for different parts of CQ. To kick things off for Rockhampton, Michelle Landry, Federal MP, joins us on the line to tell us what it means for Rocky.
Look, I believe it is a good budget, and I think one of the most important things in it is that we're helping small business. Small business employs over 50% of our workforce, so I think it's great that we are helping them. Another great thing is the Northern Australia package, $5 billion towards northern infrastructure. This is to help build ports, dams, pipelines. So I think that is really, really important for Central Queensland, and with the agriculture white paper and the dams white paper coming out in the next couple of months, I think this is going to be really important for Central Queensland.
Was there money that was announced for, say, Rockhampton local roads?
Yes, with the roads, we've given the local councils double the amount of money this time around. With the councils in my region, that comes just under $10 million. So I think that's really important to help the councils, particularly with the damage they're sustained with all the natural disasters we've had in the last couple of years.
Bill Ludwig from the Livingston Shire Council. How is this going to affect people living in your area?
From a council perspective, this budget, the same as last budget and then the next two budgets to come, will leave our ratepayers out of pocket to the tune of $2.7 million over the next 10 years. So that's $270,000 that we won't have to spend on community infrastructure, on our playgrounds and our parks. That's with the freeze of federal allocation grants. What we've yet to see is whether the funding for North Queensland, and we've been included in the North Queensland zone, whether or not that funding is going to come into our region. The big question for us is still, will our region get funding support from the federal government? We've put through some major submissions that can be real game changers for our tourism industry. The Treasurer made a big point that tourism was one of the key planks for reinvigorating the economy. If we don't get that investment in the Capricorn Coast, those words will ring very hollow.
Cheers, Bill Ludwig, Mayor of the Livingston Shire Council. Now we move to Gladstone. Mayor Gail Sellers joins us. Good morning. What are we going to expect in Gladstone?
I'm going to get our officers to have a closer look at it, but on the face of it, I see that there are quite a few winners in Central Queensland. Particularly, I was looking at small business and, the efforts to grow small business, and I think that's a good thing. Certainly an election budget, in my opinion. But the farmers as well in our region will be able to gain some funding for water facilities and fencing. Pensioners, again, our pensioners will, have a couple of increases a year. That's good for me, good for them.
All in all, you're pretty happy.
I believe so. Local government, I haven't had a close enough look at it, but I did notice that the Treasurer Hockey mentioned LNG and coal exports, so we know where they're coming from, Gladstone, so we'll be expecting a return from him to Gladstone.
Last but not least is Peter Maguire, Mayor of the Central Highlands Regional Council. Good morning. What are we looking at for Emerald, Blackwater and surrounding areas?
Well, I think from a local government perspective, I think we're happy that there's additional funding for roads recovery funding, and the council for the coming year and in future years. There's also additional funding for black spots funding. Council, local government, they already took a hit last year with a freeze on indexation for our state, for our grants for the federal government. We were impacted last year, and that continues on this year. However, overall, I think, for us, I'm glad to see some recognition that hopefully small businesses in the country, but particularly in our region I'm talking about, receive some support, and they can probably help move forward, because we are in tough times in the region for sure at the moment.
So when it comes down to it, we're happy with this budget. It's going to be great for us in the Central Highlands.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully it's great for us, and there's some issues that some announcements we're still waiting for to hear about from the Stronger Regions program they announced. But we haven't heard the announcements there because we're chasing money, particularly for the Blackwater Pool. But, if we get that through, then we're very happy.
Well, our fingers and toes are crossed for you, Peter.
Thanks a lot.
The Hot FM Breakfast Show.